And this time on Culture File, we're back on page 23 of the current issue of Private Eye with illustrator David Ziggy Green. Green is the pencil behind the magazine's Seen and Heard reports, drawing reportages from across the UK on happenings that lack the grandeur or the urgency to call themselves news, but through which a hidden country can emerge. On a recent winter's evening, Culture File joined Green in the streets around Lincoln's Inn Fields, amongst the travelling kitchens, tea stands, and tonight, a mobile library that caters to London's homeless.
Wait, anyone?
There's a lot more spots in London that are tucked away behind, sort of, say, business buildings, little car park spots where a van will come along a couple of times a week and bring food, and nobody will know it's there, because unless you hear about it or go out on the street and chat to people, you'll just never know about these spots. And in fact, I was standing in this spot recently, a week ago, and we're in an area that's surrounded by courts in one direction. So you get a lot of QCs and sort of legal people walking past. And last week somebody stopped me and asked, what are all these sort of 60 people doing here? And I said, oh, they're coming to get hot food. They said they'd heard rumour that it was just always filming. They were filming TV shows and they were doing stuff like that. And so people just walk past and they don't really know what's going on, which is a shame. But, I mean, that's in all sorts. That's what I mean. There's so much in society that's going on that people just walk by, don't really notice it. A few years ago, when I was last here, I saw this van. It was a white van, and it was a library in the inside. So it seemed really interesting because they've turned this big white van inside that has all the shelves that are set up like a little library. And it's a Quaker's van, which was set up 20 years ago. So it's been running quite regularly for 20 years. And they let homeless people borrow books. You can borrow two books at a time. You don't need any kind of ID. You don't need any library card to borrow. And that's because the people on the streets won't have that kind of access to libraries and library cards and identification. I saw the van in action years ago, and it stuck with my mind to one day catch up with it and do a little report and show what goes on during a night out with the van. And here it is now. Our chariot has arrived.
It's one of those kind of white utility vans that white van man might drive otherwise.
The walls of the inside of the van are lined with bookshelves.
It looks maybe anonymous to us, but actually a crowd has begun to gather around it, even though it has no telltale marks.
Yeah, so that's why there must be regular borrowers that must know what's that's in there. I'll try and grab some of them and see and just chit-chat with how they do it. Oh, yes, so I was told, because it's a new van, they haven't quite got the lights installed yet, so they're now unpacking their lights. Am I any good at lights?
Put your LED lights up.
Basically, you just go on, take a couple of books, you give us a name, it doesn't have to be your real name, and the idea is you bring them back after 2 weeks, but if you want to pass them on, or you don't bring them back, it's not a problem. Because we know that you can't use public library to borrow books when you're homeless. No address, no books.
I started working with these 12 years ago. Because I was originally homeless many years ago.
One thing I used to do in the beginning was you look out for the characters and you think, oh, that person looks like they'll have this great quote in them. And you'll go up to them because visually they're really interesting and they're dead boring and they've got nothing and they're really awkward and they don't really have any insight. And then you learn that if you go up to the most boring, uninteresting person, you can get the most amazing thing. And I think it was in the early days when they were occupying St. Paul's, when the Occupy was really at its peak, and I spent many days there reporting, not for Private Eye, but for Charlie Hebdo and just in general. And I remembered one of the first lessons I had was that there was all these really interesting protesters and they were like all looking really cool and like interesting to draw. And I thought, wow, but they all had a very similar insight. And they weren't very, like, they didn't really give you much depth.
This is the second time that I came here to eat, and the first time that I used the libraries. In this day and age, everybody's gone with the smartphone, internet, and me, I haven't got no smartphone, so I go with a book. Plus, I think reading the book is It's much better than reading on the phone. You got the smell, you got the touch, I don't know. It's different. See you later. Thank you.
Who are in the world, who are the people who you look to as sort of precursors of what you're doing?
Believe it or not, nobody really. A lot of people always bring up Joe Sacco as the kind of the one, as their reference point in the English language. But in France, there's numerous people that do what I do. In France, it's just, you know, newspapers print this kind of stuff all the time. In the UK is, other than me in Private Eye, the UK sort of dabbles in it. The Guardian might print something occasionally. I think people would want to do it more. But I don't think there's enough outlets willing to take the risk on the format in the UK. Because, like, you know, because cartoons and illustrations are always, they always go hand in hand with fiction, cartoons, funny, made up stuff. I think the UK isn't quite attuned to this reality of, you know, drawings in reports. When you come in the van, on the left hand side, you've got the fiction. The fiction runs all the way along, and then there's a bit on the right, which are like the classics, I guess, or...
There's a nice little contrast here. You've got Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie's Americana, and then several Jeffrey Archer books beneath it.
The thing that drawing does do, that I'm told, is it does capture an atmosphere more than a photo does. Now, I didn't really know about this until people have... readers and other people say that the drawings actually capture an atmosphere, which I never really detected, but I'm quite glad people see that. So, for example, I'll draw something and I think I'm just drawing it, and then people will say, oh, it's exactly like it. I felt there, and I think, oh, OK, that's cool.
We'd like to track the different genres.
Yeah. OK. Yeah.
So I believe thriller and true crime are the hottest genres of book.
Two in and five out.
So two returns you've had?
Oh, OK. So that's seven, and that's not bad for a night like this.
OK.
Right. OK. Take care.
Yes, see you again.
Yeah,
yeah.
I hope so.
OK.
Nice to meet you.
You've had good work.
Hope so.
David Ziggy Green at Lincoln's Inn Fields there, and you can see the illustrated version of that evening in the current issue of Private Eye. There are also two collections of seen and heard strips available now from the David Ziggy Green online store.